Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second, the shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third, the right fielder, Bruce Boisclair. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Kevin Koble. Pitching for the New York Mets, Kevin Koble. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting second, the third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting third, the right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Mike Ivey. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh, the catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ed Halicki. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ed Halicki. And now, play ball. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Halicki covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Madlock. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Madlock steals second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Koble covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Halicki covering, for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a fly ball into right field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon takes first base on ball four. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball towards center. Herndon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Herndon. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Coble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coble bunts towards the mound. Halicki fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodges moves to second. Two outs. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. Ivy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. LeMaster reaches second base with a double. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halicki is hit by the pitch. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. LeMaster moves to third. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0 for 1 in the game. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 1 in the game. Montanez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ivy. Montanez reaches second base with a double. Boisclair goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Mets. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozilli hits a pop-up towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Montanez scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Hodges moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Kevin Coble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coble is 0 for 0 in the game. Coble hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive towards short. Foley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Clark steals second. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-1 in the game. Ivey strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Herndon hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-2 in the game. Randle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley bunts towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foley for the out. Randle moves to second. One out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0-for-2 in the game. Boisclair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randle scores. It's 4-0, Mets. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Montanez strikes out. Two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boisclair. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Boisclair steals second. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Mozilli takes first base on ball 4. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. LeMaster hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Andrews pinch hits for Ed Halicki. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson who is chasing the ball. Andrews reaches third base with a triple. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Curtis now pitching. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hodges. The throw from Hill and he is out, LeMaster applying the tag. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Koble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koble is 0-for-1 in the game. Koble hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-2 in the game. Ivey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Mets. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herndon. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Herndon steals second. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Flynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boisclair takes first base on ball 4. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Montanez hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Elliot Maddox now playing right field. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. LeMaster strikes out. One out. Terry Whitfield pinch hits for John Curtis. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Mets. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 3. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mazzilli hits a fly ball into left field. Ivy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Stearns pinch hits for Ron Hodges. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stearns. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Stearns steals second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hill picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hill. Stearns moves to third. Flynn moves to second. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. John Stearns now catching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to second. Vic Harris pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ivey hits a line drive into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Ivey now playing first base. Vic Harris now playing left field. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 2 outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lavelle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Hector Cruz pinch hits for Johnny LeMaster. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 4, Giants, 4. Gary Lavelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavelle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Murray now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Madlock bunts towards first. Montanez scoops it up and throws to first, with Flynn covering, for the out. Lavelle moves to second. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 4 in the game. Evans is walked intentionally. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Clark hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 7, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.